Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
10:23, Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN. Those of you who have listened for a while know that one of the areas of interest that I've really dug into the last few years is the sadness that is Alzheimer's disease. I think probably most of us know somebody who has been afflicted by Alzheimer's disease. If not a personal friend or a family member, you probably know somebody who has gone through this with a friend or family member. And it's devastating, obviously, on the person who has Alzheimer's. But it is cruel and difficult for those who are the caregivers. More than 220,000 people in Illinois are currently living with Alzheimer's disease. There is no way to prevent or treat or cure this disease. It is a fatal disease. So everything that we can do to raise awareness, everything that we can do to raise money for research and support is so important. And that's why I'm so happy to be part of an event that will take place next Saturday, November the 6th, an event that is called Laughs to Remember. Last year was the first year of this event. It was a hilarious night of comedy that raised a lot of money and a lot of awareness for Alzheimer's. And the next Laughs to Remember, as I say, will be this coming Saturday at 401 West Lake Street in North Lake, Illinois. It is at the Midwest Conference Center that you see right off of the expressway, 400, or the tollway, rather, 400 North Lake Street in North Lake. And the organizer of it is Tracy Hoover, who is on the phone line with us right now. Tracy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dean. How are you doing?
Doing very well. So how did all of this get started? Because this event, which was tremendously successful last year, was really the effort of you and a couple of friends who decided that something needed to be done, I think, right?
That's correct. I actually have two colleagues, and it's the brainchild of one of them, Tammy. And she approached myself and another colleague, Bev, it's probably about 2 years ago now, and said that this was something that she was very passionate about and wanted to do, and thought that we were crazy enough to jump into this with her and driven enough to make this a very successful event. So this is our second annual one. And as you said, last year, yes, more successful than we had imagined. We ended up raising over $14,000 for the Alzheimer's Association Greater Illinois chapter.
That's great.
Yeah, they said for a first-time event, absolutely tremendous. So we're looking to blow that amount out of the water this year.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. I mean, it's, you know, one of these things that is, it's such an important event because Alzheimer's is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. It's a serious and sad subject, but to be able to raise money for it by making people laugh is, you know, and providing what I know is going to be an entertaining night.
Right.
Makes it a lot easier. Comedian Pat McGann, who is just one of the funniest stand-up comedians that we have here in the Chicago area, made two appearances on David Letterman's show. Denise Ramsden,
right,
also will be performing. And we have a special guest speaker who I think is pretty well-known to most Chicagoans as well, right?
Yes, definitely. We have Mary Doyle Brodeen, who is going to speak about this, and she is the wife of Marshall, who I'm sure if you've grown up in Illinois and watched the Bozo Show, he was Wizzo on the Bozo Show, or is Wizzo. And
right.
She's going to speak about kind of her personal journey and how this has impacted her life. So we're very fortunate that she was willing to help us this evening.
Yeah, she's very eloquent in explaining what has happened with Marshall, who is living, is in an institution, memory care institution for people who live with Alzheimer's disease now, and talks about his condition, but really what her journey has been like as the caregiver, as the husband, as she has described to me, someone who loses her husband over and over and over again every single day. It's heartbreaking, but she's an author and she's a blogger and a public speaker, and I know that her words will be very inspiring to others as well. So we're looking forward to everybody coming out for this. Now, this is at Concord Place.
Yes, it's they've got a conference center right there as well. And as you said, it's that huge white building where 290 and 294 intersect.
Right.
We'll start at 6 p.m. The doors will open. It'll be an event similar to last year where we'll have cocktails and past hors d'oeuvres, a ton of silent auction items. We actually did really, really well in securing some fabulous silent auction items this year. So that will be exciting. A 50-50 raffle. And then the evening will begin. We also actually have, in addition to the speaker, the comedians, as you said, it'll be a sit-down dinner as well. Art Beat Live. I don't know if anybody has ever seen them. They do the live paintings. We're going to auction off one of those.
Yeah.
So we're hoping to raise a lot of money, like I said, and looking forward to packing the house and selling a bunch of tickets.
Yeah, it's a great evening and a very important one. I'll be hosting. I'll be emceeing. So we look forward to seeing everybody out there. How can people purchase tickets?
Okay, it's a little bit of a long website, so bear with me. And actually, the Alzheimer's Association has been fabulous in working with us. And the woman that we are working with, her name is Erin. She has said her next year project is to make this a lot easier for people to get to the ticket purchases. The actual website for purchasing tickets is firstgiving.com/ALZGIC/laugh-to-remember. You can also, if you go to the Alzheimer's Association website and click on the Greater Illinois, if you go to events, you'll see a link that will take you to Laughs to Remember, and then you click on the register to purchase your tickets. There's actually a deal, though. If the tickets are $75 per person, and we are trying to incentivize people to bring a big group, so we're doing a special discount of $200 for three tickets.
Great.
And, pardon me?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, well, and $600 for a table of 10, so they're getting a really big discount. So get your friends, gather them all around, and come out for an evening of laughs and food and a really, really good cause.
Yeah, it is. And again, the money goes to the Alzheimer's Association Greater Illinois Chapter. So if you've been affected by Alzheimer's, if your family has, get a group of friends together, get your family together. Come out for what will be an enjoyable evening, but one also that will mean the world to people who are living with Alzheimer's. I'm also going to put a link to purchasing tickets up on my Facebook page. We'll put links up on the radio station and the TV pages as well to make it a little easier to find.
Perfect.
All of this. But
again, we're trying to navigate this. So next year, hopefully, it's going to be a lot easier.
Right. Next year, we will not put the website in Egyptian. So be much easier for people to get a hold. But if you go to Alzheimer's Association of Illinois, to my social media on Facebook and Twitter, or WGN Radio or TV, we'll have links up there for you to purchase tickets as well. And Tracy, we will see you on Saturday night.
Thanks, Dean. Look forward to it. And again, really thank you so much for having us on and talking about this most important cause.
My pleasure.